WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News brief. The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, explains again today why he'll reluctantly vote for a Republican spending bill.
A shutdown will allow DOGE to shift into overdrive. It would give Donald Trump and DOGE the keys to the city, state, and country.
Ontario's Premier Doug Ford has met with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick over the tariff battle.
There'll always be bumps in the road, but it was very, very productive.
The Education Department says more than 50 universities are being investigated for alleged racial discrimination. Senate confirmation hearing today for TV Dr. Mehmet Oz to be the administrator of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden.
Let Medicaid. The record show that I asked a witness who said he cherishes this program, will you agree to oppose cuts? And he would not answer a yes or no question.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Three more MPS buildings are getting closed due to lead contamination. Starm's Early Childhood Center, Fernwood Montessori, and La Follette School will all temporarily close starting Monday due to lead hazards identified during inspections. The Milwaukee Health Department is overseeing remediation efforts, with students and staff relocating to nearby facilities until the buildings are deemed safe. Trowbridge School closed last week and reopened yesterday. Milwaukee's plans for street improvements face uncertainty. According to a report on urbanmilwaukee.com, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has ordered a review of recent grant awards aligned with climate and equity goals. It's reported that an internal memo threatens funding for projects on Villard Avenue, National Avenue, and Center Street. They include protected bike lanes and pedestrian safety features. It's all of southern Wisconsin in that burn warning today. The National Weather Service says there's an elevated fire risk due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution with outdoor burning or to postpone it until a more favorable weather day. Disabled voters won't be able to get an absentee ballot by email after a court ruling. Jimmy Koska has more.
A ruling this week by a Wisconsin appeals court means that disabled voters can't receive absentee ballots by email. The decision means that disabled voters will not be able to receive ballots by email for the spring election on April 1st. Currently, only military and overseas voters can get ballots by email. The groups that brought the lawsuit to give disabled voters the ability to receive emailed absentee ballots said they will not appeal the decision. Republicans said voting electronically from home weakens election integrity.
Absentee voting for the April 1st spring election begins Tuesday. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Badgers advance in the Big Ten. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers build an early lead, beat Northwestern 70-63 at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Head coach Greg Gard on how they responded to the Wildcats' physical style of play.
I thought early we didn't handle their physicality well. Once we got that figured out and were able to get downhill and get at the rim, and things started to become a little better for us offensively.
Wisconsin faces UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette with a win over Xavier, 89-87 in the Big East. The Golden Eagles coming back from a 14-point deficit. Tonight, a tough matchup against the number one seed, St. John's. NBA, Bucks with a win at home over the Lakers, 126-106. Doc Rivers says players like Kyle Kuzma, too cautious at times.
You track people when they first join a team, they look great at first, and then they get caught in that, you know, like hesitant zone. We have 20-plus assists tonight, so we'll take that every night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Warm and windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the mid-60s. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Have you noticed that Donald Trump's position on Ukraine seems to change daily? We break it all down for you at 2:30 with Dr. Liana Fix from the Council on Foreign Relations. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this TGIF edition. Thank goodness it's Friday, March 14th, 2025. It is a great day, and I mean a great day, to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody. Glad to have you along here at the World Headquarters in downtown Madison, along with Zommers. Wow. Aaron, this is the kind of day where you want to put it in a bottle and just relive it over and over.
I think Todd likes warm weather.
It's not because it's not like super hot. It's just refreshing. Yes, yes. It's right temperature. I had to get downtown early this morning and had a little meeting, and then the meeting got canceled, but it was fine because I was up and going, and I went down to our friends at Bradbury and had a little coffee and crepe. And then I got into the office. I got a lot accomplished this morning. I was out walking down. Oh, by the way, I was Pat Kreitlow, you know, who was in town for the Up North News. And it was a great event on Wednesday for the big forum for the Supreme Court race. And then he sends us that internal message saying, oh, yeah, I forgot all of my banners over at the Overture Center. Could you go get them? I said, sure, no problem. So I went over there this morning. What he didn't tell me is that there were bags of poles as well.
Ah.
So I was like a pack mule for Kreitlow this morning. But it was, I got my workout in. I got them over here. It's beautiful out right now.
Rather do it now than minus 20 or 90 degrees.
No, it was fine. I was happy to help out. But the point is, it's a gorgeous day. Temperature is going to be in the low 70s today across much of Wisconsin. But a quick serious note as well on the weather, get outside during the daylight hours because starting, maybe after 8 o'clock this evening, expecting a front to move through, and it's kind of shifted a little bit more south, but essentially if you go from La Crosse over to just north of Wisconsin Dells and then kind of take an arc down maybe towards the Waukesha area very roughly, and then everything south and west of that, particularly for our listeners down along in Rock County, in Monroe County, along the Illinois border and southwest Wisconsin, WRCE, WMDX listeners, there's a chance for some severe weather later on tonight. In particular, high winds are going to be the main part of this. It's going to move pretty quickly. We need the moisture, of course, for our agriculture producers and lawns, but it looks like an inch or less of rain in most areas because it's going to move so quickly. But the big reason that they're wanting to call attention to this is the strong winds. May expect straight line winds up to 70 miles per hour which is pretty close to severe thunderstorm, and they can't rule out a tornado in these areas as well. And so enjoy the nice weather today. Enjoy the sunshine. Just be aware that in some parts of Wisconsin, particularly south of La Crosse, over to north of Wisconsin Dells, and then kind of make an arc down towards Waukesha-ish, and then everything south of that, south of west of that, is in the kind of the danger zone. The rest of Wisconsin, particularly Green Bay over to Eau Claire, may see some rain showers with this front, maybe a thunderstorm as well. Lesser chance for a severe thunderstorm. Doesn't mean it won't happen, but lesser chances of it. So, and of course, the concern is that this front will move through after sunset, after it gets dark. And, you know, always more dangerous when people can't see these fronts coming. They don't always present themselves. So make sure you have your weather radio on if you have one, your phone, your cell phone on, if you have those alerts on your phone. And, of course, keep it tuned to Civic Media as well, as we will continue to update you throughout the day and into the evening hours. So be aware of that. But, boy, it is cool. I'm getting the heck out of here as soon as this is done, Zomers.
I will be doing much the same.
Everybody's on vacation today, by the way. But by golly, we're here. And the wonderful folks from the traffic department, they're here making sure that the money is flowing in and the advertisements are going on. And Sage Weil, our CEO, is here.
Someone's got to make sure the trains run on time.
That's right. God love them. We appreciate all the great support behind the scenes here that keep this great operation going. Big show today. Glad you're along with us. We have a great What's Worse in hour number two. I'm very excited about this. Our ongoing segment involving bodily gases. So that out of both ends. So we'll talk about that, about what's worse. Also, our old friend Peter Rapine, for the managing editor of EPOM's World, is in at 1:30 with a humorous look at the week in review. Zomers has a board game for us in hour number two as well. A
very chill one.
Very chill. All right. Looking forward to that. And we'll get to some news as well today. Lots going on out in Washington, as per usual, and here in Wisconsin. But I want to start off by thanking our friend and colleague, and he fills in on this show occasionally when Zomers has a day off, Sam Davison, who is the producer of the John and Gordy Show. I'm assuming he baked this. I'm not sure. He said homemade. And Sam, today is Pie Day. For those that don't realize this, and look at this, for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Sam Davidson brought in this lovely homemade apple pie.
It's pretty good. Great way to celebrate Pie Day.
Thank you to Sam. I mean, this is fantastic. If you don't know what we're talking about, of course, March 14th is commonly referred to as Pie, P-I, not P-I-E, but P-I Day. A day that aims to celebrate the ratio of the circumference of a circle. The number is known as 3.14, or the sine for pi, and can actually go on forever. The most accurate value for pi, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, is more than 62 trillion digits. I'm not even going to... They have it all printed out here at USA
Today. Do they really? Oh, my gosh.
At USA Today today.
What is it, like 7,000 pages?
Well, it's like 62 and then 3, 3, 3, 3, 3 sets of numbers to be precise. It's calculated in, it was calculated in August of 2021 by the University of Applied Sciences in Switzerland. While the day is popular in math circles, probably why I never got into it that much. It's also a day for those looking to score great deals on actual pie, pizza pie, and other curricular or circular treats. I did not know they had big deals like this. Did you, Zomer?
Yeah. I've taken advantage of them in the past, gone to various diner-like establishments just get a big slice of pie for cheap.
I know the Hubbard Street Diner in Middleton.
That's where I've gone.
In one of the suburbs here in Madison, they usually do something.
They do a pie day thing.
Yep.
I think they do both pie days, like the number pie and P-I-E pie. And
right.
You're just like, well, celebrate them both.
Never a bad day to celebrate pie, right?
Truly.
Back to this article. It says, are you looking for a discount or a freebie? Well, we have you covered. Here's what you need to know about which companies are offering deals on this March 14th this year. Blaze Pizza. I don't think we have one of those in Wisconsin, do we? They're offering a buy one 11-inch pizza, get a second pizza of a lesser value for $3.14. So that's creative. That's pretty good. So if you have a Blaze pizza near you, it says there are 300 locations in North America. I've never heard of them. Have you?
I haven't either.
All right, let's go on to the next one. Papa John's offers BOGO deal.
Buy one, get one.
BOGO? Oh, got it. I'm reading the letters. I'm like, what is that? Oh, buy one, get one. On Pi Day, exclusive deals for Papa Rewards members all week. Customers of Papa John's could buy one large or extra large pizza at regular menu prices and get another of equal or lesser value for $3.14 today. So there you go. If you want a deal, go to Papa John's on a pizza there. Also says, additionally, Papa Rewards members will receive exclusive offers all week.
Are you a Papa Rewards member?
I am not.
I'm not either.
I'm not. I'm sorry. What else? Marco? Do we have a Marco's pizza in Wisconsin? Never heard of
that. Yeah, I know. We used to have one in Manitowoc. I think
Oh, really?
It might still be there. I don't know.
All right. Well, customers at Marco's Pizza can get a medium one-topping pizza for $3.14 with the purchase of any large or extra-large menu pizza with the code PIDAY. PIDAY. Put that in the code and you get your deal there. What else do we have? Perkins. There's Perkins's in Wisconsin. Customers who visit Perkins today can present this, or I guess there's a coupon, and get a slice of pie with an entree purchase. So I guess go to usatoday.com and then go down and click on it where it says this coupon, and you can get a free piece of pie apparently at Perkins as well. I think you have to have the coupon though, so make sure you do that. Just remember that. Sissy's Pizza, C-I-C-I-S. Never heard
probably
of that.
Probably
CC's,
but.
Oh, it's CC's. I didn't have enough coffee this morning. CC's Pizza customers who buy one medium or large pizza, same type of deal. You get another one for $3.14. California Kitchen's having a deal today. 7-Eleven offers discounted pizza, quesadilla, and chicken tenders today. So you have a 7-Eleven stop in there. What else do we have? A Schlotsky's Deli offering reward members a pizza or flatbread for $3.14 today. Paisano's Pizza has a deal. Famous Dave's offers a free slice of Baker's Square pie with a $10 medium purchase or minimum purchase, pardon me, today. We talked about Papa Murphy's already. Those are the big ones. So there you go. See, it paid to tune in today just to find a deal. I'm like the Monty Hall of civic media. Let's make a deal.
A deal has been made.
A deal has been made. So all kinds of things out there. Have you ever, are you a participator? Do you celebrate Pi, P-I Day? If so, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
I always did when I was younger because I was definitely a math nerd. And it was fun, you know, make some pie on Pi Day and share it with my other dorky friends.
I wouldn't say dorky. I was just predominantly because I found out later in life, as many people know, I'm dyslexic, and particularly with numbers. And so I had no interest. I don't find numbers interesting. I find them frustrating and a nuisance.
Totally understandable.
So I was much more into the baking part of it than I was the numbers part of it. But give us a call if you want to help celebrate Pi Day, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'll talk a little bit about pie. And also, coming up a little bit later here, where does each of our $100, for every $100 that we pay in federal taxes, where does that go? We'll discuss it. Stay tuned. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
We're squad about that.
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
We're squad about that.
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 12 noon on 314. That's not cherry pies, Amherst. What do you dial up?
The irrationally long number pie song from Dropout used to be known as College Humor. It's like a 10-year-old video. I think I played it last year on Pie Day, too. But this song is 14 minutes long.
Well, of course it is.
Because they just keep going until they all collapse from exhaustion.
Welcome back to the show on this National Pie Day. P-I, not P-I-E. Although, the wonderful and talented Sam Davison, the producer of John and Gordy, the morning show here on WMDX in Madison, who is Mr. Zomer's fill-in when he's gone on this show, has made us this lovely apple pie. And let me tell you, it's delicious. So, celebrating Pie Day a little bit to kick off the show today. Several deals around, particularly pizza places, some places that serve sweet pie, P-I-E, as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Cindy listening in Appleton. Cindy, thanks for calling. Let's see.
Well, here's a number maybe you can wrap your head around. Pie squared twice is more than I can eat in one sitting.
Pie squared twice is more than you can eat at one sitting. I like that.
That would be like a lot of pies, and I can't eat that many pies.
What's your favorite pie, Cindy? Do you have a favorite pie that you eat?
I do. I have lots of favorite pies, so I can't really. I guess everybody says apple pie. I guess that's probably. I like my own apple pie because I'm really a good apple pie maker. But
sure.
I will never stick my nose up at anything but a mincemeat pie. So.
All right, not a big mincemeat person. All right, but that's more of a savory pie, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't even eat one.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling, Cindy. 855-752-4842. You can check in on Pie Day, March 14th, 2025, 314, 3.14 pie. But also, we have a texter to text in and say, ask people what their favorite eating pie is. You may get more callers. That's true. You can also text or call in about your favorite pie in terms of what you like to eat. 855-752-4842. Todd, listening on WISS in Oshkosh, our great station there, says, today is my wife Nancy's birthday. We always celebrate with pie, and she's gotten several very festive and clever pie t-shirts over the years. Well, happy birthday, Nancy. a pleasant birthday to you on this Pi Day. Also, what else we have here?
That's it for now.
That's it for now. All right. Very good. If you want to call or text in what your favorite pie is, 855-752-4842, or you can dial us up on the Civic Media app. I mean, it's kind of a cool day, right? I mean, it's a thing to sell. Like I said, I was just never a math person. So anyway, there's that. Let's go quickly to a couple of national things happening in the more serious side of the news. I want to touch on this a little bit. Off of CNN right now, Democrats are torn over Democratic leader in the U.S. Senate Chuck Schumer's support for the bill to avert a shutdown. This is making a lot of rounds today, this morning. Latest headline is the Senate is expected to hold a vote this afternoon to break a Democratic filibuster on the House-passed spending bill, a critical initial step to the measure as Congress stares down a midnight government funding deadline. Democratic votes will be needed to break the filibuster, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced last night that he will vote for the GOP stopgap funding bill. While a key first step, the Senate will have to take a second vote today or tonight to give final approval to the funding bill. Senate leadership does not yet have the timing agreement on when that final vote would occur. So here's the deal. If there is not a continuing resolution bill passed by midnight tonight, the federal government shuts down for all intent and purposes. And of course, you have a lot of military folks, federal workers, who will not get paid. You know, the old line is, unless you're quote unquote an essential worker, which means, you know, you have a direct, the people who arm the nuclear weapons, you know, people who are, you know, obviously people who are on ships at sea right now. Those are essential workers. But it affects a lot of people, a lot of enlisted folks, a lot of officers, the military. Government shuts down. They send people home. I've been part of a government shutdown in the 90s where I worked for a member of Congress. And so the Republicans and Mike Johnson were able to keep all but one of their people on the ranch. In other words, they only lost one vote. So it passed this continuing resolution through, I believe, September, passed in the U.S. House by one vote. All the Democrats voted no. That creates a conundrum. Who used to be a great state senator from Western Wisconsin, Senator Conundrum. Not really. Because it's a conundrum for Senate Democrats, because these continuing resolutions, unlike a mainline bill that requires 60 votes in the U.S. Senate. Republicans only have, 52 members or so in the U.S. Senate. So to get to 60, it's going to require Democratic votes. The challenge is for Democrats is that this continuing resolution, while it would continue to fund government, federal government, it also includes several cuts. Some of it to veteran services, like the burn pit victims. Some of it, the recently passed 988, and we use that a lot of this show, probably not enough. If you or somebody that you love is facing a mental health crisis, all you have to do now is pick up a phone, thanks to, in part, large part, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, and dial 988.
Or text, if you are more comfortable that way.
Correct. And there are cuts to that program. So for that reason, Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced she is a no vote on this. But if they can't get to 60, then the government shuts down. So then it's going to look like the Democrats are responsible for shutting the government down because they didn't want to be, quote unquote, bipartisan. Zahmer and I were talking about this morning, and Tammy Baldwin made this point, that the fact that Republicans didn't have Democrats at the table to negotiate this is a large part of the reason we're in this conundrum. Republicans basically put a political gun to the Democrats' head and said either vote for this or don't, but never included them in the discussion. We'll come back and discuss it ourselves. 855-752-4842. Come on back.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin is remaining even on milk production, but what's happening with the rest of the country? I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. And Matt Tranel, a dairy risk specialist with EverAg, is here to give insight into what the rest of the country's milk production is looking like.
California is the one to watch, and they were still down 5.7% in the last milk production report, but coming off the heels of being down 10% and then 8%, a lot of the anecdotal reports that we collect from some of our clients out in California would suggest that they are only down 1 to 3%. Mm-hmm. And when you look at all the other states such as South Dakota and Kansas and Texas and Wisconsin's net even, there is definitely some growth taking place throughout the country.
Tranel says that with more milk coming online and lots of policy changes, the dairy industry is just something that we're going to have to wait and see how everything turns out. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo. And we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Improve yield without an extra step with QuickShot. QuickShot is a quality fluency agent and a full nutrient package in one ultimate planter box treatment. It provides all the benefits of enhanced flowability, improved singulation, and fewer skips, but with a powerful jolt of nourishment. This improves uptake and vigor during emergence, leading to stronger stand establishment and increased uniformity. Go with QuickShot to help your seed reach its full yield potential. Contact your local Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information about QuickShot. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at how the markets are moving midday on this warm Friday. Much like the weather across the U.S., the markets are mixed today as cash corn is down 5 3/4 at 459.5, with new crop corn down 2 at 450.25. Cash soybeans are up 1 1/4 at 10.12, with new crop soybeans up 3 at 10.14 3/4. May wheat contracts are down 2 1/4 at 560.25, with July wheat down 1.5 at 576 3/4. Class 3 milk is seeing slight gains as April contracts are up 2 cents at 18.12 a hundredweight, and May contracts are up 4 cents at 18.18 a hundredweight. With a look at your midday markets from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Warm and windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the mid-60s. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a person with MS and autism and is an advocate for Medicare and Medicaid will join us. Going to be a very interesting conversation. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
It May Lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tylenol Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a TGIF Friday, March 14th. It's Pi Day. 314. 3.14 is mathematical pi. Lots of places having deals on sweet pie or maybe pizza pies. Check them out today. You might buy one and get one for $3.14. That's what some places are doing. Our own Sam Davidson has brought in a beautiful apple pie.
It was tasty. I ate a larger than necessary slice and I'm feeling very good about it.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite pie, Zomers?
That is tough. I think I have to say apple pie, but I, much like Cindy in Appleton who called in earlier, I'm not going to turn up my nose at any pie except pecan pie, things like that, right. Because those would kill me.
You have nut allergies, yes. Boy, it's a close, it's a tie at my top, either my mom's homemade apple pie with apples from Oakwood Fruit Farm, one of our great sponsors, longtime sponsors at WRCO and WRCE out in Richland Center. You can't go wrong with some Oakwood Fruit Farm apples and mom's homemade apple pie. And then also my maternal grandmother's recipe for a rhubarb custard pie.
Right. I think you've mentioned that before. Oh, yeah.
Boy, you know it's spring when you have your first rhubarb custard pie. So those would be my two favorites. What are your favorite pies? Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or feel free to text us on the Civic Media app. Brian, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee, says cherry pie is his favorite. All right, very good. Also, Len in Madison, March 14th is a day for going round and round about pie. Nicely done, Len in Madison. It absolutely is. 36 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Also on to touch on what's happening in the Senate today. United States Senate out in Washington, D.C., trying to get a continuing resolution passed to avoid a shutdown with the federal government, but it's causing havoc amongst Democrats right now. Many Democrats are attacking Chuck Schumer because the Senate Democratic leader is saying he's going to vote for this Republican bill to keep the government running because he doesn't want to see federal workers, particularly military people, go without pay. But there are those in the Democratic caucus who say, and the reason I know people are saying, well, Republicans control everything. Why do they need Democrats? It's without going into the fine technicalities of it. This particular type of bill, a continuing resolution, requires 60 votes in the Senate. And there are not that many Republicans. So in order to pass this, you have to have some Democrats cross over if it's to pass. And Schumer basically saying, look, this is not perfect, but we have to keep government open, in his opinion. And I think there's also some political calculation. He doesn't want Democrats to be left holding the ball and get the blame for shutting government down. Now, there's lots of polls out there that say, you know, that more people are going to blame Republicans. And I mean, there's a poll for everything, right? What United States Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin has said today, I'm going to read it for you. Quote, Republicans control every lever of power in Washington, and it's their job to figure out a way to govern. Unfortunately, they have decided to walk away from the bipartisan full year spending bill that we wrote together. I want to step away from her statement for a minute. That's a very important point that Senator Baldwin makes. There was a bipartisan bill to fund government for a whole year that Republicans walked away from at the behest of Donald Trump. Back to Senator Baldwin's statement. Now, without even pretending to negotiate or compromise, the Republicans expect Democrats to pass a bill they drafted behind closed doors that gives Donald Trump and Elon Musk a slush fund to spend for their pet projects, all while gutting resources for Wisconsin fire and police departments, our 988 suicide hotline, healthcare, and support for our dairy farmers and veterans. You are damn right I'm against that. But make no mistake, I am and always will be willing to work with my Democratic and Republican colleagues to find common ground and pass funding bills that deliver for working families, children, veterans, and small businesses. We need to get back to the table and work to do just that. Unquote. That is the words from U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin while she is voting no.
That sounds very reasonable to me, personally.
Yes, it's a very reasonable position. I won't go into the whole thing right now, but people that regularly listen to this show know I'm a big Star Trek fan, and there is a test in the fictional Starfleet Academy called the Kobayashi Maru test. And it's based on a starship called the Kobayashi Maru that is stranded in a neutral zone, a place that Starfleet's not supposed to go, with a bunch of people on board. And it's a training exercise for new Starfleet captains. It's a test of character. Do you violate Starfleet regulations and go into the neutral zone to rescue the people? Or do you adhere to regulation and let people die? It's a no-win scenario. You understand? There's no, you can't win either way. And what Democrats find themselves here in Washington, D.C. today in the United States Senate is a Kobayashi Maru. It's a no-win scenario. 855-752-4842. Gene in Eau Claire listening on WCFW, the tap. Gene, is it as beautiful in Eau Claire, Gene, as it is here today?
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous here. Gorgeous,
fantastic. Gorgeous. What do you have for us?
Oh, and by the way, what you held on Wednesday was outstanding. I hope everybody, if you guys are going to play it somewhere, I think it was outstanding. Great job. Well,
thank you. The credit for that goes to Pat Kreitlow and all the folks at Up North News. I just showed up and asked a couple of questions, but the folks at Up North News and Pat Kreitlow did a remarkable job. I appreciate that, Gene. I'll pass that on to him.
Yeah, I was really impressed. The problem here is we're fighting a person who abuses all of the people in our country. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Everybody's being attacked in some way or another, and they need to stand up to an abuser. Trump has an abusive personality. He really does. He even goes after our neighbors. He goes after anybody that doesn't praise him or bow down to him, and they need to stand up. And what they're offering is a 30-day CR that they work together on to keep the government open for 30 days so they do their jobs. Mm-hmm. And instead, Republicans are running away and kowtowing and giving up their authority to do these types of things, to give it to the president and Elon Musk. So people really pay attention to this. Listen to what they're saying about this. This is serious. This is not the Democrats kowtowing because they're fighting back, the ones that are saying no. They're not trying to hurt everybody. They're saying, no, you're not going to hurt the people anymore in our country. So thank you very much for this subject, and you have a good weekend.
Gene, before you go, Gene, I appreciate the call on politics as always, but it is Pie Day. What's your favorite pie, Gene?
There's a new one I never had before, and it's a lemon, like a lemon meringue type pie, and just outstanding.
Really?
Well, it's a little bit on the addicting side, so
right.
I don't know. Once you have it, you'll love it.
Thanks, Gina. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Want to take a minute here. Apparently, our friend and colleague, Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air every morning, from 10 until noon, right before us, has called in Mr. Sommers, and she's giving us an on-the-scene traffic report. She says she's going north on I-94 past Highway 20, and there's a big traffic jam there that people should be aware of. Do we know if that's an accident or if it's just...
She said there was it must be some big event letting out, a lot of people going out of a parking lot.
Got it.
And I'm looking at 511wi.gov. It does not give more details, but there are a few incidents in that area with closed lanes. So
we appreciate Jane calling in and doing double duty as a traffic reporter here. Wouldn't it be great if we got Jane a helicopter? Then she could just be flying around the greater Milwaukee area. You know,
as long as there's a fruit plate on the helicopter.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome into the WAUK traffic helicopter. I'm Jay Matinere. No, we thank you, Jay. We appreciate that. I think Jay would like a helicopter. We could fly up to Amory, have lunch, and come back, and all the same day. But in all seriousness, if you're heading north of High I-94 around Highway 20, please avoid that area or certainly allow extra time. We appreciate Jaden taking the time to call in and give us that information. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, thanks for calling in. What do you have?
Well, first off, I want to commend Cammie Baldwin. I agree wholeheartedly. The Republicans left the Democrats out of this, and so they should suffer the consequences. And no matter what happens, yay or nay, they're going to blame it on the Democrats anyways. And of course, Biden. You know, it's always everything's his fault. So, that's where I stand. I was up most of the night calling every Democrat who I had numbers and calling the Capitol building and leaving messages, including for Chuck Schumer, and asking him to stand firm and ask for a resolution that both of the parties have agreed upon. I do believe we need to work together as a two-party country to save our country and not just fall in line with President Trump and Elon Musk.
Sounds
and
good.
My favorite pie.
Yes, go ahead.
My favorite pie is my mom's homemade butterscotch pie. And my mom's long gone, and I never got her recipe. But I also love mincemeat pie, which is made with apples and raisins. And at one time, it actually was made with beef and beef tallow.
All right, that's what I thought.
In the recipe.
But, yeah.
But they no longer use that, even though they still call it mincemeat.
Yeah. But it has a history in beef, so that's interesting. Thanks, Holly. Well, I appreciate sharing about your mom's butterscotch pie as well. I mean, those recipes from our loved ones long ago, I mean, if you're able to get them, and I'm very thankful that we were able to get my grandmother's rhubarb custard pie because we made it with her three or four years before she passed. And then she'd say, well, how much vanilla did you put in? Well, a teaspoon. That's what your recipe says. And then she quietly says, well, I usually use two.
There you go. You update it.
She had left. She didn't want to let anybody know while she was, around making it herself what the real recipe was.
Understandable.
But as it got closer to her passing, she was willing to give us the actual recipe, which was very nice of her. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California. Now, normally this time of year, when LA Tom comes on, I'm enormously jealous because of the nice weather out there on the Pacific Coast. But LA, you tell us, I mean, it's going to be 70 here. You're telling us it's 49 out there?
That is correct. It's 49 and rainy and windy and, cold.
All right. The
reason why I called, Todd, is I want to mention, and I put it on the YouTube link, but this is a dirty CR. In this CR, there is what's called the Enabling Act, which actually lets the Congress cede power to the executive branch, to the president. So all of these people right now that have been fired, right now it's illegal that they've been fired. But if the Republicans cede power to the president, all of those court cases will go away because the president can just say that, nope, it's not illegal at all. And we did this and Doge did it and it was all okay.
Yeah.
So everyone needs to call in and say, shut down the government unless you get a truly clean CR. And I really think that, they're already shutting it down by little.
Anyway. I'm up against the clock, L.A. Thanks for calling in. Stay warm out there in Los Angeles. Come on back, take your phone calls, and talk pie a little bit more on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation.
540 WAUK.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing Bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness and, more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tottle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. ABC, CBS News coming up at the top of the hour. Check of weather and sports. And then we're going to do a little what's worse for you today, having to do with bodily gases. That'll be a lot of fun. A board game of the week with our own Mr. Zommers. And then Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, is in with a week in review at 1:30. Don't forget the Wisconsin Badgers. We love to have you around and stay around for the rest of our show here. It's going to be a good one. But I know that some people are looking for the Wisconsin men's Badger basketball game. That pregame show started at 12:30. The tip-off time will be right around 1:30. It depends on the end of the first game between Oregon and Michigan State for the Big Ten tournament. You can hear those games on the stations on Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Richland Center. So if you're looking for basketball at 1:30, it's Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center. Our show will continue on the rest of the News Talk Sports Network. And you can find all of our stations for free on the Civic Media app. Download it today at your Apple or Android device. Talking about Pi Day, P-I, but also what is your favorite P-I-E kind of pie? Also talking about what's happening in Washington, D.C., the U.S. Senate, Democrats in particular, a tough choice. Do you vote to keep the government open on this Republican bill that you were not able to be involved with and that will do some damage? Or do you stand your ground and say, no, we're going to stand on this in principle and stand up to some of these poison pills in this, but you may get blamed for shutting down the government? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dick in Madison on WMDX. Dick, thanks for calling. What's up?
Well, I agree with Senator Baldwin, as well as most of the callers so far. But I've heard this lame excuse, I don't know if it's true, about some of these Democrats being fearful that it also shuts down the judicial end of the government, and that's all we got left.
Yeah.
But in speaking to that, however, could Trump possibly be resigning today?
I
the reason I say that is, well, he's speaking to
the Justice Department, and the topic is going to be returning the rule of law. If that's the topic, he has to be resigning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't think of anything else, can you?
Unfortunately, yes. But good point, Dick. Thank you. 855. Oh, what's your favorite pie, Dick? What's your favorite pie? Oh, Dick's gone. Sorry. 855-752-4842. All right, we're going to start with Mark in Purdesack. Mark, so we don't forget, what's your favorite pie?
Pumpkin pie for me.
Very good.
That I get some gluten-free crusts, and pumpkin pie is quick and easy, and it's pretty tasty, and add a little bit more zip to it with a little bit extra pumpkin pie spice, and as to vanilla, I always add an extra teaspoon of vanilla when I'm making my chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. That's a tried and true secret.
And then some honey, too, to those chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, nice.
It adds a little bit. Yeah, you wouldn't think it was, but you can actually tell when it's there.
Right. Very good. What else do you have for us today?
Oh, I don't know. It's just, I'd say, not let it go through and let the chips fall away at me, and they just had to come out strong and said, this is what this bill actually does, that it takes away veteran services. And for these people to be taking away those services for those veterans, for Corporal Bonespurs to be doing this, Elon Musk has never served any place except for himself. It is just, I guess the voters have to be made aware of what is actually in this thing, because it is just another power grab for Donald Trump, who actually, who knows, he's probably having plans drawn up to invade Canada, invade Greenland, and who knows who else he wants to invade, Panama.
The list goes on and on.
It goes on and on.
Yeah, we'll see. I appreciate your call, Mark, and thanks for your call. Appreciate it, as always. My compadre, the father of my godson, Kurt, listening in right now, saying his favorite pie is his mom's coconut cream pie. Connie is a mean baker, and by that I mean fantastic. Connie's cream pie, he says, my second favorite pie is any pie that my good friend Todd makes me. Hint, hint. Apparently, I need to be making more pies and heading down to Monroe. No, Kurt and Ford, we made a lot of great desserts. Most of them turned out great. One time in college, we spent all day making a chocolate souffle that fell after we took it out.
This was
like a four-hour process, but it tasted delicious. It looked terrible, but it tasted
good. As long as it tasted good, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Wisco Paul. Wisco, if you can make it quick, please, what do you have?
Pretty easy for me, coconut cream pie, and I hope the Democrats vote no.
All right. Hey, that's Trump, great. Go ahead.
All right.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
Oh, okay. I hope the Democrats, the Senate, vote no. Trump seems to like this. And I think at some point you have to draw a line in the sand, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the people will hold the Democrats responsible for shutting down the government, because this bill is just god-awful bad. Okay, mm-hmm. Great show today.
Hey, coconut thanks.
Cream.
All right, very good. Awesome. Coconut cream, fantastic. Thank you. Appreciate it, Wisco. I don't disagree with Wisco in that if people really understood and if they get the truth about the bill, I agree with him. My concern is that message won't get out in today's ecosystem.
It's very easy for Fox News and Joe Rogan and whatever else to just go on and be like, well, the Democrats just wouldn't vote for it. It looks pretty clean to me.
Right. And I think, again, it comes down to messaging. The facts don't always matter. It's how you message, which is really the big part of this. All right, come back. We will talk about, on top of hour two, for every $100 we send the federal government, where does that money go? We will tell you, do what's worse, board game of the week, and Peter Rapine, jam-packed second hour. Come on back. It's the All Balls Show in Civic Media.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
T. Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vanderplas, and it's a bar band Friday night with our friend and Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the Machine Shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod. Or try our bone-in seasoned catfish, lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the Machine Shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the Shed.
I-94 and Highway 164, Pewaukee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. It is not clear yet if other Democrats will join Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who announced he will vote yes on a GOP funding bill to avert a possible government shutdown. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill.
By Schumer making this announcement, he was really offering political cover for other Democrats to follow suit. And so we'll wait and see later on this afternoon if they do.
Secretary of State Rubio says more visas will be revoked in the coming days, specifically people who occupied university buildings.
We will continue to look for people that we would never have allowed into this country on student visas had we known they were going to do what they've done. But now that they've done it, we're going to get rid of them.
Meteorologist Kate Bylow on a fast-moving storm heading towards Missouri.
St. Louis, right in the center of that zone, that is a moderate risk for severe weather, damaging winds, large hail, and the threat for devastating, potentially long-track tornadoes.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.